Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Stories about babies and blizzards go way back. Hospitals often report a baby boom 9 or 10 months after a blizzard. But what if you're due now and wondering if you'll be able to get to the hospital for a delivery? Well, meet Kate Mitchell from Brookline, who's expecting her first child.
My due date was actually yesterday.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger has a snapshot of one Bostonian's blizzard experience.
The wind and snow are really blowing now, but Kate Mitchell is not worried.
The people around me are starting to be a little bit stressed out about the situation.
Neighbors, Kate says, and her mom and dad.
My parents actually came over yesterday because they were a little bit concerned that once the storm hit, they wouldn't be able to make it either to my place or to the hospital. So they're camping out with my husband and I.
Kate's mom, Carol Mitchell, is thinking back to Kate's birth in 1981 in Vienna, Austria, during a blizzard.
I've been having little chats with the babe in the womb saying, okay, the purpose of grandchildren is to give paybacks, but this is one payback I don't want you to give.
Friends are sending the Mitchells online instructions, jokes mostly, about how to deliver a baby at home. One of Kate's neighbors asked another neighbor, a doctor, if he might be available in case of an emergency.
The doctor neighbor told him that he didn't really know anything about delivering babies and would prefer not to be involved in a home birth. But he assured us that the Brookline police are fully ready and equipped to escort laboring women to the hospital.
Which Kate confirmed in a call to police. She'd planned to go to Newton Wellesley Hospital, but may opt for Brigham and Women's because it's closer. The Brigham will double as a hotel tonight for 175 to 200 nurses, doctors, and other staffers who need a place to get some sleep before beginning another shift.
We have emergency cots. Also, there are additional hospital beds. Then in some cases, office space or couches or recliners.
Barry Wanty, the director of emergency services at Brigham and Women's, says his hospital and others have been putting contingency plans in motion all week.
You know, the good news is we've had plenty of notice about the prediction of the storm to allow people to make those decisions.
Across Greater Boston, hospitals will be open during the storm. Boston EMS and other ambulance services say they are ready with tire chains and their own plows, if necessary, to get Kate and other emergency patients to the hospital. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.